Where is my Imodium Q36 space modulator? I was supposed to blow up the Earth. Oh, well, I guess I'll just listen to Life's a Binge instead.
All right, here we go.
What should I do, and how should I do it? I got a problem, and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our fun little show. And if you notice, that was not BJ.
Nope.
Nope.
I didn't notice, actually.
Right. I mean, that's BJ over there. BJ is unable to record with us, and so he sent in his substitute, which is...
Tony in La Mesa.
Tony and La Mesa, what's up, man?
That'd be a better way to say it than his substitute.
Okay, fine. He sent in his brother. He sent in the annoying guy that you hear in voicemails.
I don't like the idea that I'm sent anywhere by him. So
he chose to come here on his own on his own free will.
I requested a backup.
Kick that bitch out.
He's here as our savior to be a third fantastic
now,
angelic voice.
Now.
Bye, BJ. Bye. Bye forever.
Bye, Wally Pip.
Yeah, little does he know, he's replaced. Again, thanks out there for listening to our show and following us on all social media. You can find us at Life's a Binge on all platforms. And if you want to email us, you can email us at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can join the phone army by dialing what number is that, Tony?
It's in my speed dial. Call Life's a Binge. Okay.
Nobody
calling Life's a Binge.
I have it in my head.
Well, you do.
619-438-0532. 619-438-0532. You can join the phone army or, just leave us a voicemail. And a big shout out to patreon.com/Life's a Binge. All the wonderful patrons out there. People like David and Kathy and Jess and BJ. And I think that's it.
Who's got two
that's
thumbs
everybody.
And is a Patreon
that's
supporter?
Right.
This
Me.
Guy.
Oh, Tony in La Mesa.
Thanks,
and
Tony.
The honorary first, Bingers
first
as
patron.
Well.
I was
I don't
first.
I think you were the first.
I was first.
You're the first shout out.
The, well,
you're
okay,
not the
fair
first.
Enough.
I believe Todd the Rowe was the first patron
really?
Of this show.
Hi, Todd.
Gladly finished second to
I bet
Todd.
He's out there listening.
Yeah. I would hope so.
Listener
What's
land.
Up, Todd? Man.
Todd cut his hair.
Did he?
Yeah.
Like all the way off? Like short even?
You got short a little Bob, a little Mary Tyler Moore.
All right, ooh. All right. I can dig it.
That's cute.
I can dig it.
Yeah. He frames his
but,
face problem.
Yeah, so with that being said, let's get rolling here. I want to talk to Tony about some stuff. So go ahead and take a breath with us.
Life's a binge.
Right?
There you go.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up? So, okay, you have been a part of our group chat for about 4 hours now.
Yes.
How annoying is our group chat?
It's about as annoying as you can imagine.
That was like way more annoying than it usually is.
Well, that's because there's a new member and we had to
At one point,
step
I
up
seriously said to my wife, I went, Jesus Christ, they text about everything in this group chat.
Yeah.
Is this all they do is sit around in group chat all day? So I'm assuming I'm deleted after tonight
it's
so that I
pretty...
never have to get another message.
Well, that's it reminded me because Todd Leroux used to be, he was our producer forever and
right,
he
right.
was in there. And like a week or two after he moved, I was like, do you want me to delete you out of here? And he's like, yes, please.
You could take yourself out of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not that bad usually, but
Hang
because
on, let me
you
get
were
my
there.
Phone
so yeah. right now.
All right.
I was watching the game and my phone's on the table. It's like,
yeah.
I'm like,
stop it.
Trying to watch Philip Rivers.
No, I was watching the game. Like, I was texting. I was in a group chat text with my brother and my buddy Chris. I was doing with the Lives of Ben stuff, and I'm having like 18 heart attacks during the Chargers Chiefs game.
Yeah, I just picture you feverishly texting.
Like, it was taking my mind off of the game, which was fantastic, but then holy cow.
That I want to know the sound you made when they didn't call roughing the passer on that hit on Rivers.
I was so mad. But see, so Tony, you're a big football guy, obviously.
Yes.
And
yes.
The calls this year the refs have been making have been garbage in like all the games. Not always.
Yeah,
it seems like this year they're either not calling anything or they seem to can't get it right, and then they give like a team a gimme, like they're like, "Oh, we should have called that helmet to helmet on Rivers."
I think that was a makeup call.
So here's a pass interference call that didn't exist. You get it. So
on an uncatchable ball,
right? It was just the refs have been garbage this year.
Yeah. Well, in defense of refs throughout the land,
sure.
A player every game makes an error. A coach makes a bad call, bad substitution, a bad whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, owners sign to horrible contracts, but we expect the refs to be perfect. You know,
damn right we do.
You know, they only have one job. It's to do this and do that.
We get to see their mistakes,
which is true. Right. Yeah. Well, right. We see them all. Yeah. I mean, we see when a receiver drops a pass. We see when a quarterback throws an interception in the end zone right before the half and a score that would have tied the game.
Yeah.
We see all those things that happen. And with refs, we're far less tolerant because I think our society hates authority figures.
Well,
we hate our boss. We hate our government. We hate the refs because they're in charge. We hate umpires, so we're far more judgmental on them, I think, than we are on players.
But it's because I think, especially with sports, is because they have the power.
Is true.
Like, and when there's something, I mean, we're all armchair,
right?
Like, whatever. But when you see something that's super blatantly obvious, you're screaming like, "How come you didn't see that?" But you take it, you forget that they're not like right in there like the camera is.
The perfect camera
they're
view.
On the sidelines. They're running up and down the field. Right. They get one shot at it, and they do their best. And there's replays and stuff like that. But
they
you
do a really good job.
Of course, they do.
If you look at the overall game, but that being said, this year is so
right. It's bizarre.
It's been the worst officiating I've seen at the pro level in a while.
He's like taps on the forehead, roughing the passer. I'm like, really?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, everything was
wasn't even
passer.
A love
now, I don't remember the last call I saw. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on football, but it's in my brain right now because, holy cow, I just watched my Chargers whoop on some
what a game.
So before the game started, me and my brother were talking.
What a throw.
And they were like, any predictions? And I said,
pain.
I said, I said Chargers. Pain. I said Chargers by 3, 31-28 was my prediction. And they won 29-28. I was like, boom!
You suck as a prognosticator.
That was terrible.
Oh, man. Should have bet money on that one.
Not calling you on ground up.
Right. But anyway, we digress. What's up, Tony? We haven't had you around in a while.
It has.
I mean, we hear from you all the time. But
good.
Oh, boy. What's good? Well, the holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. And with that, all I want for Christmas is a NFL contract for my son. Actually, season ended, as you all know, and that went remarkably well beyond any of our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
And he's been talking to a couple agents, and the consensus is he's not going to get drafted, which we knew.
Right.
But he could
get invited somewhere.
He has a really good chance to get invited to a camp.
Nice.
And I believe in my heart, and it's not just dad eyes, that if he comes on the field, he's never coming off.
Right.
You know, I felt that in high school when he had to fight for a gig freshman team and varsity.
Well, let's see who sucks. Tennessee needs a quarterback. And
are you kidding me?
I mean, yeah.
Ooh, we could go to Jacksonville. That'd be great.
Ooh,
there's apparently a dearth of quarterbacks.
Jacksonville stinks. They need somebody that can sling it.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's another funny thing, though, that people say, so, like, is he going to go try out? Is he going to, you know, I'm like,
you just show up.
Right. That's not how it works. You don't just go.
Well, this is not the movie Invincible.
Hey, guys, I'm here. Can I get a look?
They're not pulling a publicity stunt by bringing Mark Wahlberg in.
Yeah. And then who's he going to try out for? So, and they say the same kind of things.
Right.
Oh, so-and-so's a bad quarterback and everything. But it's funny because now when Anthony came out of high school, his high school coach was a spread coach, run and shoot, wide open, throw the ball, toss it all around the field.
Yeah.
Somebody said to me, "Don't let, be careful with that. Don't let your son turn into Tim Tebow." And I went, You mean Tim Tebow, two-time national champion, Heisman Trophy winner, first-round draft choice, all-around good guy?
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. And, you know, and somebody made a similar comment. I forgot the coach. He said, yeah, I just hope he doesn't end up on whatever team because they can't win the big one. I'm like, are you joking now?
They're like, you want to be our backup? He's like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Do you want to be on the practice squad?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, yes I do.
Yes.
Like, oh, you want to return? Me to play football?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll play NFL football. You want to pay me to do this thing that I love to do?
It's just funny how the perceptions and everything go.
Right.
And then with my youngest, Richie, we're training for track. We started doing some plyometrics and run. It's fun to get back out there. My knees are better.
Nice.
I had surgery a few years ago, and I'm getting pretty mobile, so we do all that stuff. And a little run today, doing a little ladder drills and some cone drills and some hurdles. I wasn't doing hurdles. And that was him.
I was going
to right. say, they are better.
Those are some super knees they gave you.
And then Bella is getting frustrated with her job. But the good thing about Bella is she is the perfect, amazing employee. She's never really gotten an interview and not gotten hired.
Right.
And she's also left the jobs that she had on her own accord, mm-hmm. and they asked her to stay. What can we do? She's got one more year of college. She's trying to, pay the bills, get money in the bank. She's by far my most self-sufficient child, obviously. Anthony's back at home, which is nice for this semester, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's nice. And Bella's welcome home anytime, too. And, Richie's home. Shannon won't let him go to college. He has to go to online college.
Don't ever leave!
Yeah.
Baby birds, leave at the best.
I got to tell you, three kids, it's I kind of hit the child lottery, with three wonderfully responsible.
I know, they're all kind of assholes, man.
It's the results I look at. Personality.
He's only looking at the stats.
That's right. Personality doesn't mean anything. I'm 3 for 3, baby.
Batting 1,000.
Oh, good times. Good times. Ooh. What's up with you, Rich?
Man, trying to figure out how the holidays are going to go. Yeah. So my friends and I were out last week. Oh, what are we doing for New Year's? What are we doing for New Year's? And I know what your guys' experience is with New Year's Eve, but it's always like, it's either people ask about it like way too early or way too late. And nothing happens either way.
Right.
And this year, looking at Zero, I'm going to come back. I think we're just going to peace out. Go to town.
That's my favorite. Well, you're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
We're leaving town.
Yeah. My favorite thing is like, oh, yeah, I got invited to like 6 parties or whatever bull crap's going on. And I'm like,
I'm going to go to zero of them.
I think I'm just going to sit on my couch. I think I'm just going to stay home this time.
Yeah, my mom and sisters did a few. They ended, it's kind of like our Festivus.
Yeah.
We do a big thing and it's coming to an end this year, which if you're out there, come to Festivus.
Oh, yeah. January
26th.
Yes. Nailed it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And, but New Year's, I've never been the loud, drinky, countdown-y, confetti guy, and so certainly since we've had kids, it's been nice because you always have the excuse, we're just going to stay home. Yeah, your kids are out drinking.
Right.
What? So I'm losing that.
I got to stay home so that way when they call, I can go get them. Right.
Yeah, you have no excuse.
I'm losing that excuse now.
Yeah, I got to be ready. I got to be available.
Yeah, I got to go pick them up when they call. So, yeah, you guys know where you're going? Or?
Yeah, we're going to Palm Springs.
Nice. Man. So you're like for sure peace out.
Bye. To all my friends who I have not told that to yet, who may or may not be listening. Sorry.
Do you have a hookup out there, or you're just going to get like a cheap hotel or something?
Yeah. Not cheap.
Airbnb?
Nothing there is cheap right now.
Airbnb?
That's not cheap either.
Really?
Unless you're like, so they have, there's like a wide variety of things. Like we do like an Airstream. Like a campsite.
Oh, yeah.
5-star resorts. And they all range. It's like, $50 for the campsite.
Well, I mean, it is New Year's. So, thinking just, Palm Springs isn't
like
too bad
to
December.
Or like 5 or 6 or 7 to $1,000 for like the villa. And I'm like, maybe we'll get the villa this year. Props not.
Podcast made more than I thought.
Yeah, right? Hey, man. I was going to say, welcome to the party, baby.
Patreon.com. Get Rich a villa.
Yeah, richshoots.com. It's my one and only plug.
Oh, good times.
Yeah, and just picking up gigs.
Which
is good because I was talking to somebody, another photographer, and it's kind of like with anything else, like the energy that you put out is the energy that comes back.
Yes.
So if you're sitting at home like, I'm not getting booked and no one wants to hire me, that's just going to keep happening.
Right.
But if you're like, I'm awesome, people should give me money. And then, like, one gig comes and then it just happens. Like,
what have I done to myself?
Weird. Like, it's, yeah. like one, then two, then three, then four. Then, like just this, today, like I'm just sitting there at home and I'm like sending out my emails and like, you know, doing the business side of things. And just a bunch of stuff comes back all at once. I'm like, uh-oh. I can't. So I had to say no to some things because like four or five of them are on the same.
I know that Tony guy who wants a family portrait. You're like, fuck that.
Oh, I got a picture for that, by the way. I brought the information on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right
on. So when you get back from your villa, maybe you can squeeze in a peasant family picture.
For my winter getaway. No, I'd be happy to. Yeah, just let me know the deets.
God, that sounds amazing, though, to just peace out and like, and even if like, wherever you end up in Palm Springs, like there even might be something going on.
Yeah. Oh,
but if nothing, if nothing else, like just being away and like having your own little hotel and maybe not even watching the stupid ball drop. You know what I mean? Just like whatever. Like we'll come back in the new year and it'd be great. Like
It's enough to just be somewhere.
Do you guys want to go? Ever go to New Year or New York for Times Square? Ever does that appeal to anybody?
I've like to do it once. Yeah. I would like to. It's never gonna. It's never gonna happen. I'm never gonna do that.
It could happen.
It could. But I know me and I know my wife, and it's we're not gonna ever.
I can see you guys being miserable.
Yeah, I can see it's 9:15. Damn it! Yeah, like, we got two hours and 45 minutes left.
Watching it on TV, you're like, man, it'd be cool to be there. Like it's an experience.
Right.
You're like, man, we did that one time. It's a story forever.
Yeah.
But like, just being packed into like sardines with like 100 thousand. Hours. People when it's 20 degrees outside, like what's the fun in that?
I agree. But speaking of that, when we went to New Orleans for Anthony's last game,
it's like BJ's.
This is the family.
This is still what's up, right?
Yeah.
And we're talking, dude, that's not even a tangent. I demand you retract that tangent train.
Wrong. I've got the power.
We need a reverse.
We're talking about sound. We're talking about what's up. There we go. Thank you.
You said the magic words, which are, speaking of which, that's the tangent
that's
train
because we
button.
Were speaking
it
of
doesn't,
it.
Doesn't
we
matter.
We were speaking of which.
We're talking about crowded places. Yeah. We went to New Orleans, and excuse me, that's nothing I've ever planned on doing. It was like, never I said, you know, New Orleans would be cool, but it never I said, I'm going to go to New Orleans, we're going to plan a trip to New Orleans. And then when Anthony's got the draw, and that's where they end up playing, we end up going there.
Yeah.
And we got there for the Bayou Classic, which, for those of you who don't know, is a really freaking big deal. Yeah. And there was 30,000 people in downtown New Orleans Friday night and 40,000 Saturday night. Only two shootings.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, considering. But we were there, and now I kind of want to go back to New Orleans and kind of get a chance to do it without the shooting. No, without the crowds. Without the crowds and everything.
So you really, like, soak it in.
Because, yeah, and it was great. By the way, I mean, the Mississippi, the perspective of a couple spots was great. The food was great. We ate so much food.
Dude, I've been there. Blue was Bayou, like, New Orleans Square. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and but they blocked
Disney
off.
That's a Disneyland joke.
It is pretty good, though. You're not wrong.
Yeah, they blocked the streets. They have Canal Street, which is one of the main streets. There was a parade, which we went in the morning. I picked up Anthony's girlfriend who flew in the next day, and Shannon, Bella, and I flew out. And I come back from the hotel. We're trying to get back, and it says like 6 minutes. I'm like, all right, call wife. Hey, we'll be back in, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. And then the streets are getting blocked and everything's coming, and we see a parade. So we're literally stuck for 45 minutes behind a parade, and we get out, and we're trying to get beads, which we never did. Now, I'm not sure how alarmed to be, but I got back to the hotel, and Shanna and Bella both said, hey, we found a parade. Look, we got beads. And I'm like, is that something that you guys – I don't even want to know. Just right. I'm going to assume they were overflow. You picked them up off the ground.
Yeah, they found them.
You got them off the ground.
Yeah, that's all.
But you couldn't get anywhere. And then the night of the classic, we couldn't drive across the street. So my only advice to people would be don't drive if you go there. Walk or – I parked the car – on the side of a road about a mile from the hotel.
Nice.
And walked. Yeah. And then the next day couldn't find it.
I'm just going to say I'm pretty sure my tangent train button was justified on that story.
I'd say so.
it started
I'm
okay. But
saying,
this is
why I've got the power.
We boarded slowly.
I understand your family, Tony. Like,
you don't know me, man. You only think you know me.
I can see it in your guys' faces.
What movie?
What?
You don't know me. You only think you know me.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just watched Be Cool.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The sequel to Get Shorty.
Yeah.
That's that movie. I never would have gotten any line.
I have seen it.
I never would have got a line from Get Shorty.
I like
I've seen the movies. Yeah. They're good, but they're not quotable to me. Because I haven't seen him
Wheezy.
Enough.
Yeah.
No?
No. I couldn't. I'm for me, no. I don't think there's anything. I didn't really say what's up. I just watched football. That's really all. What's up? And Christmas, post office, blah, blah, blah.
Same old. Up the track.
What's that?
What do you mean Christmas, post office?
Well, it's the same thing. Like, I work all the time. Like, that's all that's up with me. Is, it's just work and packages.
He's dressed like a mail carrier right now.
All day, every day, baby.
He is.
Okay, here's I'm going to do this myself. Tangent
to train. There you go.
So, is everyone in this room familiar with the show Cheers?
Yes.
And
yes.
Cliff Clavin as being the mail carrier and everything. So he goes to the bar after he gets off work.
Yep.
Like every day, because that's where that show takes place. There's no way that he's looking like that and being all optimistic and positive and great. Like, trust me on that one. That is some bullshit. Because if it was me, I'd be like walking in there and be like, a beer, Sam, now. How was your day? Shut up and give me a beer.
The well of wisdom and positivity that he always is.
It's like, you know, I got a bubbly personality. I'm a positive guy. But after you work 13, and they're in, like, where is Chicago?
Boston.
Where it snows. It's friggin' 2 degrees outside. Like, bull crap he's going to be that happy. Like, bull crap.
I can't believe it took me to write this moment to call you Cliff Clavin.
Dude, this in one of my fantasy leagues, my team name is Amazing Clavin.
That's awesome.
There it is.
Yeah. Dang. And the other one's Boom and Newman. Because, you know, yes. Newman. Because that's Newman. How we Newman. Do. But anyway.
That's what's up. What's up.
This just in.
Jared's shaking his head in that I have lots of news motion.
Yeah, nope, I got like, nothing. I got nothing. I got no news.
I thought the same thing. I thought we got news.
I got nothing. I got anybody? Yeah. I got some news. Rich always got.
I've always
got
some, I'm always plugged got into that nonsense.
Yes.
Bill and Ted 3.
Official.
Is happening.
Okay.
And there will be filming in Los Angeles and Arizona and, wait, was it Phoenix and Tempe?
Interesting.
So if you're in those areas.
Go be in the movie.
And you, what is it?
Are excellent.
Go be excellent to each other. And go get on set for Bill and Ted. I would love to be a part of that. I don't know. Huh. Call me sentimental, but I love those movies.
Then go do it.
Are you a fan of it? Or is it just past you? Did you miss that train? Do you love Bill
I saw
and Ted?
The train.
Yeah, you saw
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of many movies I saw and laughed and enjoyed it, but it was definitely not iconic in my
Right.
I don't know if I'd say iconic. I'd say, they're fun.
It's pretty iconic.
Yeah? Right.
Yeah.
And I think even younger, my daughter's at State. They did a big presentation. Their final presentation was they did a Bill and Ted travel
through
time.
Yeah.
That's and
they did like the history report.
I wasn't trying to do a thing, but I was about to say that's excellent.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to say it because of, damn it.
No, when you say it, you got to take credit for it.
Yeah. I'll just pretend next time. And at the premiere of Aquaman, there was a huge to-do with Jason Momoa, and I don't know his background at all.
Oh, the whole
but
the
they performed, yeah, they performed yeah. the Haka, and it was awesome.
It was pretty awesome. Haka. I did see that.
Awesome. Yes.
Not Haka?
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 I don't know.
Haka? I thought it was Haka.
I thought it was Haka. I'm not a Maori warrior, so.
Where's BJ when you need him? He hosted the Polynesian Seven Seas Fest for quite some time. Tony, why aren't you BJ?
Damn it!
Ooh, good times. But no, that was really cool. And this is.
And Aquaman premiered, which is also news, which I did not know was happening.
Oh, I was just going to say Aquaman and Spider-Man came out today, which I'm going to see tomorrow night. And I will let you know how that is next week.
Preview
see
that.
But I couldn't go. I had plans. I couldn't do it.
I had advanced screening passes.
Yeah. Oh, you're fancy.
And he turned them down.
Well, you know, sometimes you have plans.
Yeah, sometimes.
And sometimes it's New Year's and you're like,
sleep,
snow.
Yeah. You gotta go do your thing. I got it.
So yeah, I'm really excited about seeing Spider-Man tomorrow because I'm a Spider-Man nerd.
Maybe
still,
go catch up tomorrow,
again, I saw there was a big trailer during football tonight for Aquaman, and
not feeling it.
I just
me either.
I like
not feeling it.
And I even tried. I even right like 5 seconds in, I was like, turn off your brain, shut down your DC hate, and just watch and pretend that it's just like a movie, not a DC movie or whatever. And like even maybe just slightly try and envision it as like a fun Marvel movie. Mm. And it's they're trying to go too far the other way. Like people complain like DC, you're too you're too dark and brooding and blah.
Yeah.
Like, be more like Marvel. And then here's this movie. It's supposed to be more fun, lighthearted, like Marvel.
Yeah.
And people are like, what are you doing? You guys are dark. And
some of the previews look
Meet my expectations perfectly.
You know?
It just... because some of it looks dark and cool, and then some of it looks all, like, Avatar-y and neon-y and weird, and then it's just, I don't know, it's just, I can't get hyped for it.
Even as a kid, before I had any movie prejudices, or I didn't even really necessarily know there's Marvel and DC, just superheroes, Aquaman always seemed like the dumbest one to me. And when Vinny Chase did it,
Aquaman I want to see.
But I was watching this going, how are they going to make Aquaman cool? And right. And we didn't see a lot of it in the Entourage movie. We just, exactly.
And it was epic.
And
I'm like, this is cool as shit.
Yeah. All he does is run down a pier and jump in off. Water,
right.
Which is epic.
Which was cool, but it's, even as a kid, I'm like, where my Aquaman? Man Vinny Chase? Really? So.
I don't know, like... He was fun in Justice League, but I'm tainted because that movie sucked. So bad.
I didn't like him in Justice League at all.
Like, he was fun.
Except
was
for, like,
fun.
That one scene where he had, like, a couple little fun lines.
He's fun. They're trying to turn him into, like, the Thor, if you're going to compare. He's, like, now... Because Thor was kind of dark and brooding for the first two movies, and then they turned him into, like, this... You know, outsider that doesn't understand. And like,
well, he's got Taika. That's what happened there.
And it was great. And so they're trying to get big strong man, Jason Momoa, to be Jason Momoa, who's super charismatic and funny.
Be yourself.
And
he
cool.
Is, right.
And, right.
That's
right.
So the direction. Yeah.
Right. And so it just doesn't. It doesn't fit with what the other movies are. And sure, like you can say that about a lot of the Marvel movies, like Thor Ragnarok didn't necessarily fit because it's so different and funny and out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But. It's still, I have no interest in Aquaman.
I'm feeling it. I'm not like hyped, but I'm like, this could be good. I'm going to check it out.
I don't know.
Mike is feeling it too.
It just looks like a.
Toot-a-toot.
It just looks like a weird, I don't know. It's like you said, Little Mermaid-y. Like, it feels like it looks like they got like four different art directors and were like, you guys can each have a 30 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, again, I haven't seen the movie, obviously, but in the trailer, it's like, there's so many different styles that you're seeing, like the underwater stuff and the battle, and it's like, woo, and it's all dark and cool, and like, but then there, I don't know, it's all, why is everything neon? Yeah. Like, why is it neon? You're
the
underwater!
Neon, yeah, the neon.
Like, it's not, there's no bioluminescent.
Well, you ever had the little fish, the neon tetras?
Yeah, sure, Magic but there's Jared. A black light for that. Not underwater.
Magic. How long did it take you to make a black reference?
Well, and also...
there it is.
But also, like, in Justice League, when he's underwater, don't they have to, like, expel their... They, like, move the water to be an air bubble so they can talk underwater? Didn't that happen? In Justice League. When he goes under the
water... In the movie?
Yeah. When he's under the water,
honestly, I've tried to forget as much of that movie as possible.
But I swear they're like, because like if you're all in the water, you sound a little like all in the water. Like that's how it's gonna be.
I'm sorry.
Talking.
What was that?
That was me saying when you're under the water, you're gonna sound like you're under the water when you're talking. But in the movie, I swear they got down under the water and then like this big like, oh, we can stand up on the ground and talk because there's this weird magic air bubble. But in this trailer,
not remember that at all. I'll check it out.
But remember. In this trailer they're just talking underwater.
Like, they're supposed to be like, telepathic.
Yes.
But they're talking. They're moving their
That's
mouths.
For your benefit.
Oh, it's dumb. I don't know. But anyway, any other news?
No? I got one more piece of news and I can't remember, forgive me because I can't remember the name of this.
Wait. We have to settle. We have to set something because we have to keep score. It's 2-2.
It's 2-2.
So what's the threshold for who's right about Aquaman? Is there a box office dollar amount? Rotten Tomatoes?
I'll go with box office.
Box office?
Go,
all right.
No, because it's going to do well.
Let the people speak.
It's actually probably not going to do well.
I don't think I'll do well.
Spider-Man's going to blow it out of the water.
Okay, there we go. Like, Spider-Man, do well Spider-Man versus...
Really?
An animated wide release Spider-Man?
Dude, Spider-Man's legit.
Well, yeah, you guys are excited about it.
It is legit.
Okay, so Jared, you take Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
Absolutely.
Okay, you two take Aquaman, and I'll take Captain Marvel.
Well, that's April next year.
No way.
We can adjust draft or right. box office dollars.
Okay, fine. Avengers Endgame. I get that. what are you doing over here? Jeez. Oh, man.
Spider-Man Far From Home, please. Oh, well, I was going to say, there was a, forgive me for not remembering this, very talented, I'm sure, director lady's name, but there was like a non-controversy about this director that was approached to direct Black Widow by Marvel, obviously, because they're in charge of all that.
Yes.
And she it wasn't really her speed, because they're obviously trying to be more inclusive. They want to have more female directors because they want different voices. And, you know, it's obviously a female-driven movie, so that makes sense. And, you know, she goes, I go into the meeting, and they said, we really like your ideas about this, blah, blah, blah. And you don't have to worry about the action sequences because we can have someone else. We, you know, don't worry about directing that.
Boo.
Now, yes, there it is. No, that's who's actually going to do it. It was someone who turned it down. But Kate Shortland's directing it now. I forget who it was that's not going to do it. But they do this for every movie. Like, it's not like your woman who can't do action sequences. All right. They always have a second special, unit that does and directs most of the action sequences.
Sure.
But, of course, the story was spun.
Gotcha.
Of course, the story was spun as, well, she's a woman, so she can't
She can't do that man stuff.
And I'm like, that's crap. We already know. Like,
that's how I heard it right now.
There it is.
Said it.
Lucretia Martel.
That's how I heard it.
Thank you, Mikey P. Thank you very much.
That's what he's here for. He's the man.
So I read the thing. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're reaching a little bit. I get it.
Pretty dumb.
Because I get it. If you don't know that, you hear that, it sounds bad. But.
But that's the sad thing about everything.
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 I hate everything. Social media, it needs to die. Like, it needs to die.
Everything's a thing.
The digging up of tweets and, like, all this stuff, like, it just needs to go away. Like, ugh, it's so
there certainly
annoying.
Needs to be a higher threshold for what upsets us as a as a species.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's honestly, if you judge me on the stuff I said at 17, 27, 37,
judge me on the stuff I said yesterday would be interesting.
Right. Well, you should be accountable for yesterday.
Hold me accountable. No, but it's
it's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, then, like, we need
to be able to take context into account.
Yes, right. Yes,
and
absolutely.
We need nuance and this.
Well, and time,
this headline
and
gut reaction stuff has got
to. And time and forgiveness and, like, all that stuff needs to happen. And, like, if it's a really terrible thing, then you're a terrible person. Like, you can't be forgiven for some abuse that you did 20 years ago if it's, like, an actual physical abusive thing.
Right.
But, like, saying a tweet. Sure, it was homophobic, but, like, a homophobic tweet from 8 years ago has a different context than it does now, and he doesn't say this stuff now. And he's like, yo, I said some stupid shit when I was younger. Right. My bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
that should be
the end of it.
But did you see Don Lemon, who I did not know was gay,
on
CNN? You did or did not?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he invited Kevin Hart. He goes, come to a meeting. He goes, I think your heart is in the right place. I think you want to be the right guy. You can make a difference. You can
That's cool.
So I'll see if he takes him up on it. But it was... But I think that needs to happen more. I think that there needs to be a certain...
Well, that's why when...
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Well that's why when Pete Davidson said, you know, that guy looks like a gay pirate or whatever he said about whatever that guy's name that I already forgot his name is.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Trevor,
because
that's a bad
I remember Pete Hudson or Pete Davidson's name, but I don't remember our congressman's name.
Right.
Right.
But it's not our congressman, so
well,
it's...
Well, right.
Yeah.
So.
But,
a congressman.
But... Yeah. Like, when he got made fun of, people ripped Pete Davidson a new one, and then he went on the SNL, and he's like, we can joke about
cool.
this.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are being offended for me, but I'm not offended. I thought it was a funny joke.
Right.
And, like, lighten up a little bit.
And it's because I have an eye patch.
Right.
So if you wear an eye patch, you're fair game for pirate jokes.
Yeah.
It's a sad reality that you have to deal with.
Like, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
And see, that's where, like, the problem comes where the far extremists are like, this PC culture's out of control. And, like, I should be able to say what I want. And I'm like... You are correct to an extent. Like, I agree with you.
You can say what you
like,
want.
Like, the PC culture has gotten to a point where it's like, whoa. You and the word offended gets thrown around so easily. Yeah. Like, I'm offended at that. It's like, no, you're not. Do you even know what offended means? Like, you might find it offensive.
Again.
But you are not like...
No room for nuance.
Exactly.
Right. I'm either totally on board or I hate you.
Golly, it's
and that's
annoying.
And you end up pushing back that at, like, PETA when they, you know... Who isn't for the ethical treatment of animals?
Right.
We should all be for the ethical treatment of animals.
Right.
But when you hear him say pets should be euthanized instead of pets, or or this baboon owns the selfie that he took took it to court and spent
ludicrous.
It's ludicrous.
It's utterly ludicrous.
And you end up.
The photographer won that, and I was like, yes.
Yeah. And like Matt Damon said, you know, a pat on the butt is different than rape, and he got murdered for it. And it's like,
It is, it though. It is different.
Yeah. One is a capital crime that you can be killed for, and one is wrong, and you should not be putting your hands on a woman, but they're not the same. And you end up in a position like right now, I'm defending patting a woman on the butt.
Right.
And the only, and I'm not.
And people out there like, Tony, how dare you?
But well, that's, again, that's how it gets and there, pushed. And there's also,
and context, and context is never in the situation.
No.
Like, if I'm walking through the mall, and like, there's a woman that walks by me, and I'm like, hey, baby, whack. And I like, slap her on the ass.
That's wrong.
That's
That sound effect, though. That's
wrong. Yeah,
that's not cool.
But if you're in a big group setting and you're in a party having a good time or whatever, laugh, and like there's like, you know,
that sounds wrong.
No. But again, context is everything. Yes. That's all I'm saying is context is everything, and people are too sensitive across the board. It's like, come on.
My favorite rant right now is the, I say Merry Christmas. If that offends you, I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, that whole thing that, that says, I'm going to show my flag, and if that offends you, move out. Because then you're not saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
You're saying F you if you don't agree with me. You're saying I'm imposing my will on you. Yeah. And then
you're saying your freedom is more important than my freedom.
Right.
Is what
and,
you're saying.
And instead of saying, hey, Merry Christmas.
That's why my favorite thing that
hey, here's my American rounds, flag on Flag Day.
The thing that makes the rounds every year is like when someone says Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, you say, and then it's right underneath
thank
it, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays,
right.
or whatever it is. Yeah. Or thank you. You just like, if somebody's like, hey, have a Merry Christmas, you can go, thanks, you too. Or you can say,
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, have a Merry Christmas. Fuck you.
Right.
Or, I believe in
why would you say the word Christmas? Like, I have started saying Gesundheit when people sneeze because I said bless you to somebody and they were like, excuse me, I am an atheist and how dare you say bless you to me? And
did
I
was that really happen or are you just making that up?
That really happened. And because I got so annoyed with that happened, because I got so annoyed that that happened, I started saying Gesundheit, which is bless you in a different language.
Right.
But, see, that's what I started.
It's ludicrous
that
people get upset about that. It's ludicrous.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. Give him a big fat eye roll, like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And there's a big, there's a giant difference between
and A, and bless you didn't have anything to do with God. It was like, oh, you have the plague, and I'm going to say bless you to you because I don't want you to die from the plague.
There's a big leap from that to, you know, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior? Can we talk about that?
Right.
There's a giant leap between bless you and trying to have you heard about the Church of Scientology?
But they think they're right
if your
there.
Dreams can come
true. That's the thing, like bless you, like even if there is a religious context to it, I am not a religious person. I say bless you because that is the polite thing to say.
Yes.
It is the generally accepted thing to say.
But my whole thing is if you're ever gonna post something that says I don't care if you're offended.
Right.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. You've completely diluted
because the
reason I would say,
for saying
let's
Merry
talk
Christmas.
About Jesus. Do you think he would start with the double middle fingers as he's putting a poster? Do you think he would just say, hey guys,
I'm dying for your Merry, sins, bitches.
Merry, Merry me day.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's all about this. It's all about me.
Okay. Oh man. That was news, guys.
That was news?
What's up?
With news. You've heard this show. We don't know what we're talking about on this show. But let's get into this.
Life's a binge.
No.
Phone Army.
Oh, somebody's about to get judged.
Oh, man.
Unshun. Just kidding. Hey, I hope that everything is going well there. I super duper appreciate Tony from La Mesa sitting in and helping us out while I'm at the zoo singing Christmas carols for people. But I love you guys very much, and I'm sure that you're going to do us proud this week. I've watched F is for Family. If you guys haven't watched all of that yet, it's really good. It's really good. I can't say it's King of the Hill level good, but it's damn good and worth watching. I also finished the rewatch of Game of Thrones.
Crazy.
And oh my lord, is that just so glorious.
I'm right behind you,
in every way. Christmas time, I'm looking forward to everybody having a great Christmas. Something that I feel grateful for is Life's a Binge and Life's a Binge crew. And so talk to you guys soon. Have a great episode. Peace.
Thanks for that wonderful voicemail.
Happy holidays, BJ. Jeez.
If you're offended, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. How dare you say what you said?
That was perfect, though.
that was good timing.
That was good.
That was good timing. Anything else you got to say for yourself, BJ?
I mean, I'd like to do myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. All right.
That's why he's not here.
Pump
that's
right.
I don't know why you felt the need to share that, but... You do you, man.
That's a flashback to many, many years growing up.
Now we just need you to say something stupid, Rich.
Nope.
Because we got this.
A friend like me. Yes.
We got that going on.
I mean, I like to do myself.
And we got that going on.
It's a matter of time. Just a matter of time.
When he said that last episode, I even said it out loud. Yeah. I was like, 50 minutes. I still remember. 50 minutes and 20 seconds. Yep. I was like, I need to remember that because I need to go into the episode and save that sound clip. Yeah. And now we have it.
Captured forever and ever.
But thanks for calling the voicemail. I'm surprised you knew the number, to be honest with you.
I will bet you $5 American.
He had to look it up on Facebook.
I will make that bet.
I bet you're right. Oh, that's fantastic. But you too can call 619-438-0532. Be part of the phone army. I like how you got real upset there.
Do it.
You were stealing your thunder there.
It's unlike a lot of things, the phone army is a community of friendliness and positivity.
Right.
Anybody wants
we
in,
we get
come
nothing
on in.
But wonderful, friendly phone calls from the phone army. Nobody ever complains and slams down everything that happens on this show, ever.
Everyone is welcome, including Matt.
Speaking of, before we get into Matt's review here, because we have one, how'd you like the last week's? Did you guys listen to last week's review?
It was fantastic. Oh my god!
You didn't hear it, dude.
I was editing, and it was by
far his best.
So about five
review.
Seconds in, we get one of these fantastic, and then Tony kicks in.
It was by far his best.
And Tony did a review of just random stuff he's watching. The Office was in there, and a couple of things. And he's like, I don't need any music or editing behind me. And then like Benny Hill's playing in the background.
No, that was well played.
I so wanted to get like his thing and Matt's thing so I could edit them together and like we could listen to that live. Because I knew it was coming, obviously. I edit the show together.
Yeah.
But like, I just wish I could have seen everyone's face when like, what do I know? With Matt Warburton. Yeah. He's like, hey guys, I'm Matt, and I'm going to be talking about, hey, it's Tony, and this is what do I think?
Like, I'm sitting there working like, what?
He made me laugh.
Matt, if you didn't listen to it, I was very complimentary of your style and content.
He was.
It was great.
Glowing review.
Oh, good times. But with that, let's get into that, shall we?
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hello, everyone. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Sorry. I'm just waiting. I didn't know if you were going to interrupt my friggin' segment with some more petty ranting this week. By the way, Tony, the phone army belongs to all of us. I don't see you attacking Alan Alda, but you want to come to my segment talking trash? You're mad because I put a little effort and production value like I give a crap and not just blurt out bile into a phone? Fine.
Oh my God. This
week, I'm going to do what you do. In my new segment,
Matt's an angry douchebag.
Unshun. Okay, so I'm elitist? Long-winded, yes. But elitist? Everyone's over here kissing my butt. What about you, Tony? They orchestrated a whole outro for you. They had to practice harmonies. Harmonies, Tony! Also, all three of them did it. The only thing that's missing is Mikey P's off-mic chuckles. And also, how many times have they forgotten to play my review? How many times has Jared beg you to call in? But no, you're too special and angry. Yeah, you're right. I am the elitist one. Okay, time to go around the room. Jared, last week you said, do I want to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel more than I want to rewatch Lost? Yes. Yes, you do. Why would anyone want to rewatch Lost? Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is awesome, but Lost? Seriously? Are you excited to be strung along for 6 long seasons of a show to be left with questions and have nothing answered? BJ, after Jared said he wants to go rewatch Lost again, you responded with, "It's gotta happen." Do you remember watching Lost at all? Probably not. Surprise, surprise. But I remember you watching Lost. Do you remember season 3? That's the first time in my life I was introduced to angry BJ. God. And I don't blame you. Nikki and Paolo couldn't get paralyzed and be buried alive fast enough for me. And folks, that's not a spoiler. It's a hopeful prophecy. Because after that point, Lost starts to get good again. And then, of course, they take a huge steaming dump on you with their ending. And guys, what's all this? You have to invest in a new show talk. You're more comfortable taking on Lost or Game of Thrones. You'd rather cling to a show running 6 to 7 seasons that just gets heavier and heavier. But here's Mrs. Maisel with jokes and levity, historical value, new adventures, and vastly less episodes. But that's too much of a commitment. And what's this whole excuse that you need to concentrate? And what if you have to answer the phone or door? I believe there is a magical little button that can freeze time for the actors on screen called a pause button. It's very useful in times like those.
Oh, my God.
And rich. Sorry, I can't think of anything bad to say about
whatever.
I also kind of want pictures, too. I'm in need of some headshots. I don't have current ones, and Rich does a bomb job. So I'm going to have to hit that up. But if anything, why does Rich's voice have to be so smooth like his personality? It's disgusting. Oh. Now, Mikey P. I'm sorry, my heart isn't charred enough to call out Mikey P. I thought that was a bit out of line myself. You're cool, Mike. Thanks for doing what you do. And in all seriousness, Tony, keep doing what you're doing. It's fun that the podcast has its own Don Rickles. It's kind of like when The Daily Show had Lewis Black. Those were the best episodes. But no, you have to be a jerk and only call in when you feel like it. Come on, man, do it weekly. Because you're way better at this than I am. And shun.
Oh my God. That was therapeutic. Okay, so in the spirit of the holiday season, I actually am going to review something, a short thing. So recently, I watched The Office Christmas Special Season 2, The Christmas Party. This was an important episode for me because this was my first introduction to The Office. In the episode, Michael Scott throws the traditional office Christmas party with the Secret Santa gift exchange, so gifts were bought for specific people. Michael then tries to impress Ryan by buying him an iPod, but then Michael gets upset when his Secret Santa gives him a homemade gift pot holder. Because, as Michael sees it,
presents are the best way to show someone how much you care. It is like this tangible thing that you can point to and say, "Hey man, I love you this many dollars worth."
Michael then changes the event from Secret Santa to Yankee Swap, where you can steal gifts, take other people's gifts, which creates madness because people start opening other people's very specific gifts.
I bought that specifically for Pam.
Yankee Swap!
Everyone gets upset at Michael, then Michael buys a bunch of booze for the party and things get crazy. I really enjoyed this episode, and it actually turned me onto the whole show. You get a good feeling for everyone's characters, especially Jim and Pam. There's also a little bit of Todd Packer thrown in there. Although this episode is not something you can seamlessly drop into without context, because you have to know the whole backstory of the previous episode where Pam laughed at Jim's yearbook photo. And also, at that point, Angela and Dwight were starting to hook up, which is an underlying theme to the whole episode. I enjoyed that it had a very festive feel while also keeping the feel of the show. Another interesting thing to note was that this was season 2 of the show. The first season of The Office was pretty much a shot-for-shot remake of the UK version. Season 2 was really when they set themselves apart doing something different and finding their own voice. There's a great arc to this episode, and it ends in a cheery way. They also packed a lot into 23 minutes, and it's paced very well. It's an all-around great package for a Christmas special, and this episode introduced me to one of my favorite shows of all time, so it will always remain a special place in my holiday viewings. But that's just my opinion. I say, Yankee, swap out those movie tickets for some Netflix and check it out for yourself, because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I'm going to be watching one of my favorite reimaginings of A Christmas Carol with the Doctor Who Series 5 Christmas Special, A Christmas Carol. Until then, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's start with that outro again. What's up with that?
You have your own.
You guys, Matt, they did not rehearse. They did that in one take.
That's right,
and they were
baby.
Screwing around. You got this orchestrated, whatever. Actually, that was probably the best 3 minutes.
That was, of I was laughing so hard.
I've ever heard on this show.
Well played, Matt.
So,
the
okay.
3 minutes devoted to me was great. The review, as usual.
So I. This is what I love about this. So I don't listen to the voicemails before they come in. I don't listen to the reviews before they come in, unless like it happens when I'm editing.
Mm-hmm.
And just randomly, because like you're here and we're doing the thing, like, I'm like, oh yeah, remember when you got interrupted or whatever? And then it seamlessly flowed into that perfect moment where, oh my goodness, like I couldn't have planned that
no.
any better than it happened. So Maddie. Oh my God!
Thanks, Matt.
You can hear it in the background. Yourself.
That like, was stomach aching.
That was fantastic. And it's even better that BJ's not here.
That was brilliant.
Because he's going to hear it and he's going to laugh.
He may wet his pants.
I really hope he's not driving when he's listening because, good Lord,
yeah. He like closes his eyes and everything too.
Yeah. Oh man.
Dangerous.
But thanks, Matt. That was fantastic as always.
That's also one of my favorite episodes.
Of not as
it's
always.
It's one of the best actually. As always, Tony. So you just recently have been putting on The Office in the background, right, Johnny?
Yes, been watching in the background.
Just like it's like the background show.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first few seasons are amazing and how much like Dwight goes to Staples. I mean, we just forget that he quits and goes to Staples, you know. Oscar and the kiss.
Oh God.
Between Oscar and Mike. You know,
this is happening.
Anger management. Did you know Stanford and Scranton merge like in the first 12 episodes?
Season 3?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was
like
because the first episode
later.
Was only like 6 episodes.
First season.
Six episodes. Yeah.
And but it all everything happens and it's so dense and so it's just well crafted television.
Well, and then when Stanford actually does merge. Because they officially merge midway through season 3, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
And then you're like, well, how are they going to handle all these characters? But then everyone just bounces or gets fired. And like, this person quit, and this person can handle it, and this person did that. And there's like a couple people left. And
just two.
Just
Andy and
Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. Karen Filippelli, please leave me the message. Right. Abbondanza.
Karen Filippelli. Yeah. I love that show. But that Christmas episode is on point with some good stuff.
Yep.
So thanks again, Maddie, for all that you do. You're way better than that voicemail guy.
Oh, jeez.
Who? We have a voicemail guy? Oh, hi, Tony.
What the what?
Oh, good for you.
Oh, man. But with that, let's take a quick break.
Take a break. After these messages,
first present, Oscar. Shower radio, neat.
Oh, great. That was for me.
Thanks, Kelly. You know I was going to get one of these. Okay, that's enough. Let's keep it moving on. Jim?
Oh, cool. That's for me?
Great. Where'd you get it?
I don't know. It was so long ago.
He obviously forgot to get me something. And then he went into his closet and dug out this little number and then threw it in a bag.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Pam.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much, Santa, whoever you are. It's awesome.
There's a little more to it.
All right, next. Ryan.
No. Don't.
Whoa, video iPod.
Oh, wow, jeez. Somebody really got carried away with the spirit of Christmas.
That was me.
I got carried away with the spirit.
Wasn't there a $20 limit on the gift? This is $400.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you left the price tag on.
I did?
Yeah.
What? Oh, shoot. Wow. Okay, well, who cares? Doesn't matter what I spent. What matters is that Christmas is fun, right?
Michael.
Oh, hey, for me.
What is in here? Oh, come on.
I knitted it for you.
An oven mitt?
Okay. So Phyllis is basically saying, hey, Michael, I know you did a lot to help the office this year, but I only care about you a homemade oven mitt's worth. I gave Ryan an iPod.
Back to the show. And we're back.
We are back.
We're back. We're back to the show. Yeah. So I want to start by, I don't think we talked about this on the show, but did we talk about Die Hard? We talked about it a little bit because I remember you
touched on it a little bit.
What's the Die Hard thoughts here? The big debate. I even posted a poll on Facebook. Like,
I saw.
What do you think? Is it Christmas movie? Not a Christmas movie.
No.
Now my poll results are they got over 100 votes now, mm-hmm. and it's 76% yes. 25% no.
So 76% stupid.
So
76% wrong.
So, and my retort was, does it have to, like I went on this like dumb little high horse rant of sorts, where I'm like it doesn't have to be, right? Where it's like, it doesn't have to be like a Christmas movie. Like, if it's your tradition, like say every Easter, you watch anything, like anything.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz. That means that's your Easter movie.
Mm-hmm. Prince of Egypt.
It's an Eastern tradition.
But you wouldn't necessarily call that an Easter movie. It's not an Easter,
correct. That's my feeling.
But that is valid. But
thank you.
Do you know?
I'm glad my feelings are valid.
For the argument is all I'm saying. But do you know the movie White Christmas?
Yes.
So that was part of my argument.
Yeah.
White Christmas, do you like the movie White Christmas?
Yes.
It's kind of boring.
It's
long and kind of boring. It's old and whatever. I like that movie a lot. Like, okay. I grew up watching it.
Sure.
And the movie's called White Christmas. And they sing.
That's why you like it.
Right.
How many times have you said white? White. Damn white.
Don't
you
have
need a,
it.
You need a bite that says, Jared's a fucking racist.
No, I have. I have the Dave Chappelle White Power.
Oh,
nice.
I don't have it on my board. And I just told Mikey, I was like, of all the episodes where I need to have it, it's when Tony's here.
Missed opportunity.
White Christmas and white, and Snow White. And Whitey Ford is my favorite baseball player. And I'm sorry, what were you saying? Walter White.
The movie White Christmas is fantastic. Superior.
Wow. Is there do they have a race in the movie? Right. Does someone work? Yeah. Is it a superior race?
Use this to.
So anyway, I love that movie. It's a good movie.
Clearly.
And the whole movie, nothing has anything to do with Christmas.
Nothing's Christmas.
They're trying to like do a show for the general, and like they find out he owns this cabin and blah blah blah, and they were trying to put on a show to draw attention to get the general some so he's not down and out or whatever
during Christmas.
Sure, it is during Christmas. Okay. It's, and then on Christmas Eve the show opens, and then it snows, and it's like, ha ha, yay, Christmas spirit or whatever, because it's snowing. And then they sing the song White Christmas by Bing Crosby, and all is well.
It's kind of focusing on Christmas a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, it's Bill, so he's not depressed not. Through the holidays and
but
through
Christmas. They don't say anything about that. They don't mention it being Christmas. They're not trying to do it because of Christmas. They're trying to do it because he's their former general, and he tries to get back into the military to be like a correspondent or whatever you want to call it. And they're like, no, you're old. And enjoy retirement. And he's like, oh, I'm so sad that I'm retired.
And it builds up to what day?
Christmas Eve.
Okay, and then the big show is on what?
Christmas Eve.
And the theme song is what?
White Christmas. But it has nothing to do with Christmas.
But Die Hard is a Christmas party gone wrong.
Correct. Correct.
But they could have done that any day.
They could have, but you know what they chose?
It's
Christmas.
It's about a Christmas.
It is about Christmas. It takes place at Christmas. There's many Christmas references.
Christmas isn't the impetus for what happens in Die Hard. Like,
but it's not the impetus that happens in White Christmas
either.
They could
have robbed Nakatomi Plaza on Veterans
Easter,
Day,
and then it'd be my Easter movie.
Or Arbor Day. And then we'd all be watching it on Arbor Day?
Yes.
Probably not.
Yes.
No, we would not.
Yes, we would.
Could have happened on any day, too.
Right.
But
that one's set at Christmas.
Christmas
is the backdrop of it, though.
Is
like
it?
They play on your heartstrings in Home Alone.
Sure.
Because he's alone
he
on
loves
Christmas.
Christmas trees and all that stuff. Yeah. You're valid.
Do you watch
I'm valid.
Yeah.
Just because it isn't called Black Christmas doesn't mean I'm not valid.
That's one of my favorite movies, Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
I would
Of course not.
Well, there's a surprise.
The Goldbergs just did the episode last night, night before. It's one of the shows I enjoy. But they did a whole thing about Die Hard and Christmas. He went to see Die Hard on Christmas Day or whenever it came out around Christmas. And
it came out on July 15th, by the way.
All right. You need to write this, the guy, correct it.
Right.
But he went to go see new movies like Scrooged and Ernest Saves Christmas. And every year that was his thing to go to a movie. And the guy says, oh, that's sold out. How about this movie, Die Hard? And he had no idea what it was. And that became his Christmas tradition.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not a Christmas movie.
But see, it's all about Christmas.
Jingle Bell Rock.
The songs are in it. They play Christmas in Halls. He's like, can you play some Christmas music? And they play Christmas in Halls. And he's like, this is Christmas music. And then he's like, why are you here? I got invited to the Christmas party. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. I'm just saying. But, okay, so why are you... Okay, for argument's sake, why are you guys so adamant that it's not? Like, why can't you... Why you gotta poop on everyone's parade that thinks, like... Because, A, it does take place at Christmas. There's a lot of Christmas references. There's a lot of Christmas music during it. And I understand the argument that, yes, this is an action movie that takes place at Christmas. But why are you so adamant about the argument where this is not a Christmas movie? Stop putting it on your Christmas watch list.
Because Die Hard would still be Die Hard without Christmas.
Well, first of all, Jared,
A Nightmare Before Christmas would not be A Nightmare Before Christmas without Christmas.
Very good point. Jared, your argument is valid.
And you are valid.
You are valid. But that's my criteria. Okay? Like my MVP. Ask me about an MVP. Take the person off the team. How does the team do?
Yep. Sure.
Okay. And that should weigh a lot. Christmas. Take Christmas out of Die Hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you still have a pretty freaking good movie.
Why is he there?
Because his daughter's
Make
pregnant.
Make up any reason. Yeah.
Because his.
But the writers and the movie
game.
Makers, they chose to put it at Christmas.
Yeah.
They chose Christmas for the reason that it's Christmas.
Okay, and let me say, you're far more fired up about it being a Christmas movie than I am about it not being a Christmas movie. Because I you ask me, I don't think it's a Christmas movie. But am I willing to, like, go toe-to-toe? And
yeah, that's
no,
the idea.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
You're not the boss of me.
Have you heard your voice? Have you heard your voicemail?
Wait till the next one. Matter of fact, hang on. I'm calling right now.
You're going to take notes. What do I have to complain about this episode? Now. When Jared told Tony.
Jared, the king of validation. The arbiter of
valid. You are valid, Beth.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I hate you guys. So anyway, to get that out of the way, what's your number one go-to Christmas movie, Tony?
This year?
Do you have the tradition of watching stupid movies at Christmas?
Yes,
we watch all the stupid crap. Like, the Rangin' and Bass ones, I know your thoughts on Rudolph. But, I don't know. Is that a real thought on Rudolph? Like, is that...
It's
a real thought, but it's a joke, but it's real.
It's like Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Like, Rudolph is bullshit.
Right.
Because
they are assholes.
They are.
Santa's the biggest asshole of them all.
And that makes me crazy. It makes me angry.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, then one foggy Christmas
we
Eve.
Need
and then everybody's
now.
Happy. Yeah. Right.
Remember when you called him a freak 18 times?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Hide your identity, freak.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah.
But no, I love the Rankin Bass. I like Heat Miser. It's probably what's that? Year Without
year
Santa
without
Claus.
Christmas. Mm-hmm. Year Without Christmas.
Year
Santa
Without Santa,
Santa
Claus. Mm-hmm. Heat Miser, Coal Miser. Those are still like that's one of my favorite little musical.
Yeah,
which is funny because they just stuck an orange wig and a blue wig on the Burgermeister from Santa Claus is Coming.
Yes,
down.
That's absolutely Burgermeister. Yep. That's Burgermeister Meister Burger.
You're right.
And then Scrooged.
Yeah,
is actually one of my
That's
little go-tos.
One.
I always like to watch that every time the Christmas season comes around.
So bringing up Scrooged, what's your favorite version of the Christmas Carol story, movie-wise?
Besides Scrooged?
No, Scrooge can be
It absolutely is Scrooged.
Really?
Yeah, that movie, it touches me. It resonates.
I mean, I like to do myself.
Yeah, that was coming. Saw that one coming.
The movie does me. I don't do myself.
Right. I really like Scrooged. Is it?
I'm a fan of Scrooge.
Did we talk about your Christmas Carol?
My Christmas Carol is Muppet Christmas.
Me too.
Muppet Christmas is up there.
That is my version of Muppet Christmas. Of Christmas Carol, it's got to be Muppets.
Yeah, any Muppets. I'm a sucker for the Muppets.
They should host the Oscars.
That's an idea. You sent us that in the thing because we talked about that last week.
Yeah. Did what now? Oh, that was before I got in the group chat?
The old controversy. It's like, look, since no human's going to be good enough for the Oscars, let's just have the Muppets host the Oscars. And I'm like, that would actually get me to watch the show.
I'd be on board.
I would watch that.
Nothing but waist-high shots.
You don't want to see what's down there.
Yeah, the first time Kermit rode a bike in the original Muppet movie.
Oh, yeah, my mind was blown.
Yeah, I was like, what? Right?
Kermit's got feet.
And it was incomprehensible that they could pull that off.
Right. Yeah.
And now looking back, you know, it's 30 years old or whatever. Like, I see how they did it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
And you're like, the magic is dead now.
Right.
Dumb. That's nice. I'm Muppets on that.
That's a good call.
There's all sorts of different versions.
I'm a fan of the Disney one, too.
A lot of people, the Mickey Mouse one. A lot of people like the Mickey Mouse one. A lot of people like
Mickey Rooney.
The Jim Carrey animated new Disney. It's like Polar Express, but Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
Jim Carrey as Scrooge. It's okay.
It's okay, right?
It's forgettable.
And it didn't resonate with me.
Right, yeah, it's
Polar Express didn't either, and I thought it would because we went with my kid. I mean, I like it. I'd watch that before I watched the
Jim Carrey Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, Jim Carrey Grinch.
No, that was the thing.
Jim Carrey Grinch is legit.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I used to think, I could go without it. I watch a cartoon, and then the more and more I watch it,
that's funny.
The more and more I like it. Like, it grows on you every time.
Is a new one out yet? Isn't there a new one coming out?
Yeah, it came out like 2 months ago.
Whoa. Oh, really? Wow, did I miss it?
Yeah. It was just called The Grinch, and it came out like before Christmas for some reason.
I think
it
was just before
Thanksgiving. And I don't know if it has... You saw it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Does he steal Christmas? Does it have anything to...
It's almost identical to what you're used to.
Like, then why...
Slight variations...
Because BJ ranted about it because, like, he has a nerd voice. We talked about it briefly.
Because of money.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
Well, and by the same token, anytime something new comes out, I know you guys have this... what's the opposite of affinity?
Aversion.
Right. Aversion. Thank you. You're valid.
So, oh, thank you.
Never gonna live it down.
But
nicely done.
The aversion to remakes and reboots and everything. And I
typically don't, though.
Oh, I don't either. And
I'm warming up to it more and more.
And just because, like, when my kids saw something that I saw, you know, it's okay that they like this and it's different because we can do better now.
What about, like the Parent Trap? Like, you like, or do you like
the Parent Trap? I actually like the Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis better than the the original.
So that's a bad example.
But
like, same thing, like, that was the movie that you watched when you were a kid, and then now there's the Lindsay Lohan.
Came out in 1956, but.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one you watched when you were a kid. I mean, you are like 97 years old, but like, that's beside the point.
You did wheel him in here on oxygen. Right.
That's the one that you watched when you were a kid.
I did, yes, I
saw
that.
And then your kids... So, like, when you were going to play that movie, you probably didn't play the original. You probably were like, let's watch Parent Trap.
Or like Freaky Friday or any of the Parent Kids Switch movies and stuff like that.
Which has been done surprisingly amount of times.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
What was the Matthew Perry?
13 going on 30.
Matthew Perry did what, 17 again with
Zac
Efron. Yeah. Which was surprisingly good.
I forget what that one's called. It's got like Judge Reinhold.
What movie? Who's in it?
Fred Savage.
Fred Savage in a swap movie?
Yeah.
Body swap with Fred Savage. All right.
Whoa.
Sign me up.
A little too excited about that.
Yeah.
Super validated.
I mean, he's a cute guy.
But see, that's the thing. Sometimes remakes click and sometimes they don't. And it's like music. You know, everybody says today's music sucks. And everybody's always said today's music sucks, no matter what day it was. My parents said my music sucked. Their parents said their music sucked. Bach said Beethoven sucked.
But see, the difference is, today's music does suck.
There's
good stuff. But if you look back,
it's not as wide. Yeah, anyway.
When I was defending music one day, I looked back at some older music and it sounds like Cameo, Word Up, and then I'm bitching about Auto-Tune with whoever. I mean, Cameo was...
They were doing that
right,
a lot.
And it was the same. You know, if you're going to bitch about it, you got to, and just there's a lot of bad music. Every genre.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I am so amazed by how many SWAT movies there are.
Oh.
18 again, Vice Versa,
That's the one.
Vice versa.
Vice versa.
That's the Fred Savage one.
Yeah.
Yes. Like father, like son. Well, all of me, I don't know if that really counts, but like, I'm just like,
how many body swap movies? Yeah.
How many times are they going to make this?
And there will be more.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime
of course
they have a hot teenage person they're trying to promote.
Yep.
And a semi-fading.
This kid is gold, Jerry. Go!
Semi-fading star who still has box office appeal. Let's swap them.
Perfect combination.
Let's bring it on. Them.
Okay, so what else makes your rounds? Are you a Christmas vacation person?
I am, but it's probably.
That's
it's
my number one.
At least my third favorite vacation movie.
Really?
Yes.
And vacation, obviously, is probably your number one.
Nope. Number two.
What?
What's European? Number one?
I have a.
If you say Vegas, I'm going to disown
Vegas.
You.
Jared's leaving the room.
Well, and I tell you why.
How is that your number one?
Because.
Have you seen that shitty ass movie?
It's Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio sucks. Because they go into a casino and they play rock, paper, scissors for money. and he goes,
there's
pick,
some
pick
good
a
fucking
number,
jokes.
Pick
in that
a number
movie.
Between 1 and 10. Yeah. 4. Wrong.
Wrong. Yeah. Nah, there's some great jokes in that movie.
And it's. And they bury money in the desert by rattlesnakes and and it hit me honestly.
I can't believe I honestly am shocked that that's your number one.
I knew it
would
shock
movie.
Me. And it and
I said the, all the other ones before.
There's
said
a
that one.
European like, Europeans last Christmas. And
Christmas is the best one,
Christmas
but it's not.
Love.
It's not
it
in the
vacillate.
Same vein,
right?
Yeah. It's not
it
in the same
vacillate.
Vein,
yeah.
Because vacation, they go on vacation. Europe vacation, they go on vacation. Right. They go this one, they come home.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not the same. It's not the same vein
to them.
Right, but it
they
is by far
it.
The best of the four.
Christmas staycation.
It's the best. But then the song
that word
just
wasn't a thing
sound
back then.
That's right, right.
They didn't know
right.
what that was.
It just wouldn't work. It just wouldn't work.
I had a
Vegas is your number one, dude.
I had a gambling affinity.
Oh my god! Oh, what was
not
that?
An aversion.
What was that? Oh my god! What was that movie you watched with? Oh man!
Oh!
Was it Costner?
Oh, it was Kevin Costner.
Costner.
Yes. Oh, that was oh. I
don't remember
that from
good.
The brain.
Yeah, we talked about that a long time ago.
Find the Kevin Costner gambling movie if you want to kill yourself.
Maverick?
No, that's
no.
Mel Gibson.
No, that's
and that's a fantastic movie.
Kevin Costner.
Other than the gambling.
I can't believe. I just can't.
Rounders?
I can't is that,
Rounders.
How do you rank? Have you seen all the vacation movies?
I've seen all the vacation
and
movies.
And how do you. Do not tell me Vegas is number one.
No. It is up there, though. I love the Vegas movie. I laugh.
I mean, it's okay.
Like,
oh, sure. It's a funny. It is a good vacation, funny movie.
No, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas vacation.
Christmas, regular Vegas, your opinion. Your opinion?
Europeans like
your opinion.
I think you're. I think
someone's opinion.
I think it was Christmas, vacation, European, Vegas.
Man.
That's valid, Jared.
That's
I hate you. You're never stepping in ever again. You're just a substitute, Tony.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
I said it.
We forgot they made a new one.
Oh right. At
oh,
home vacation with he's Rusty and yeah. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
I don't think I saw it either.
Did anyone? I don't mean like anyone we know,
right,
but I mean
right.
like
did anyone
any human it? Out there see that movie?
Probably. I'm sure it was probably decent.
Thor was in it.
Yeah,
Helmsworth.
Yeah. Yes, he's in it.
What
I know,
but see,
he's
I can
handsome
only handle,
enough for me to go watch that.
I'd go
movie.
Watch that. Yeah.
I can only handle so much Ed Helms, though. But I feel like in this movie, he was more the straight man, from what I remember from the previews.
I don't remember anything about it.
I just remember seeing the previews.
I remember seeing the preview
oh,
and being like,
"Vacation, yeah, okay, they're going back to Wally World, okay,
ooh.
Okay, I get it." But anyway, what about what else? What else as far as Christmas? So I asked about Christmas Vacation. You didn't really respond because you were saying it's not your favorite vacation movie at all. But
no.
Do you enjoy the film?
Yes,
as a Christmas film.
Yeah.
So Samantha never used to watch it, and I put it on last night because we were just. This, around the house, and I just put it on, and she starts quoting the movie, what? And I was like, "I have won at life." like she's like, because she even said, she's like, "I never watched this movie before I met you," and da da da. It's like not even my favorite. And then she starts quoting it, and she's like laughing at the movie, and like laughing, and I'm like, "Oh my god! Like you just made my world!" Like. As dumb as that sounds, like quoting, like her
did
quoting a
nipple?
Movie I love, right? Like her quoting a movie that
I
really enjoy.
See the line.
I was like, it's such a tiny little dumb thing, but it like warmed my heart better than anything else could have at that moment. Where I'm like, you know that I love this movie,
yeah.
And you said you weren't a big fan of it,
yeah.
And I make you watch it, quote unquote. Like, you don't have to watch it, but it's on. And then she's quoting it and actually is finding it enjoyable. And I'm like, that makes me happy.
Like sharing things like that, yep. I was always like,
oh, yep.
It's so great.
Yeah. I've been right married 20-something years. I'm still waiting for that.
Shanna, get
Shanna,
on it.
Will you
on
like? It. Will you watch Christmas Vacation and quote it? we-
Now Blazing Saddles is next. She's got to start quoting that one. Yes. What else is there? Wait, Christmas
the Christmas there's a line Brown. Of delineation for me. Charlie Brown's in the first one in that early Rankin
Bass.
That's
like your classic. Like, let's watch the classics. Right?
You know, the original.
Do you put animated, It's a Wonderful Life in there, or is that different?
That's
level?
Still no. It's still to
it's
me
still
in that
classic.
Well, I'm just dividing kind of genre or age, I guess genre.
Sure.
Because you get the newer ones, the Vacation, Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh yeah.
The Tim Jiggle Allen, the Tim Allen,
Jiggle All the Way,
the single Claus, I Santa like Claus, movie. Everything.
The and Santa then Claus?
One just or absolutely fell. I've never seen A Christmas Story beginning to end.
Really?
I've probably seen the whole movie.
Same.
Really?
Because
I've only ever watched it on.
Oh, bless y'all.
That's definitely a white thing. Yeah, that is. That would be why. It's only ever seen it on TBS. So like you come in at a certain point,
right?
I used to be the same way. I used to be like, this movie's dumb.
Well, it's dumb.
It's pretty dumb. Like, well, it really is. But then the more, the more you watch it, like, you're more like.
What year did it come out? My family.
80-something.
Yeah, my family watched it.
Yeah.
And that and Newsies.
Oh yeah.
And they and apparently that is after I moved out. Because they make it sound like this is our family thing. It always makes me sad because I'm like,
I'm not a part
this
of
isn't
that.
Right. This isn't and my mom's like, sure it is, right? Sure it is. You know this. You love this. You used to love
well,
and I'm
there
like,
for that one.
I don't
it's like telling your significant other, oh, remember that movie we went to? No.
Nope.
Oh, that was
nope,
my
that
ex.
Was the other one.
Right. Yeah. My bad.
I'm going to sleep on the couch now.
People get mad at that. I'm like, come on. You know I had a life before you, right? Like, my brain doesn't. Yeah.
Anyway. We joke about that. I'm like, no, that was your other boyfriend.
Right. Yeah, I said
you haven't seen
time.
Him in a while. How is that guy?
I'm like, wasn't.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. He's like, no, I swear. Nope. I guarantee it.
That's where it becomes a problem.
Thinking of someone
right.
else.
If you start insisting.
Right. And then, no, it was you. Then we had that picnic on the beach with the wine and made love
so
under
romantic.
The stars.
Yeah.
It was the best night of our lives.
Yeah. I'd just be like, yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Take the credit.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Thanks, random guy.
Best night of our lives.
But the more you watch Christmas Story, like, I don't know, it kind of grows on you. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, it came out in the early
83.
Yeah, November 18th, 1983.
Yeah, it came out in the 80s, so. But it takes place in the 50s and like,
yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, but it's good. The more you watch it, it's fun.
Yeah, it's,
same thing with Elf. So I think I said on this show.
Okay. Elf is in the new genre with the other
that's
ones,
definitely
right?
in the new. Right. But that, see, sure. So Santa Claus, Tim Allen's Santa Claus. Is
the
I put it
the
in the
era.
I put it in this middle the middle genre. That's like
really?
me as a kid, really? Like Home Alone, Santa Claus, like these are all around the same time. Whereas Elf and Christmas with the Cranks and like these are all like the
you're
modern, like if you had to pick Bella's favorite Christmas movie, what do you think she'd pick?
Seriously, you're gonna throw that right
just,
at me?
Well, just that, like it would probably
spot.
Like Elf or like
Elf,
it would
yeah.
be like a modern,
yeah.
Like
when
Elf,
yeah.
Like
when Elf comes on, we always make a point. Hey, Elf's on, or we'll watch it on demand because you can get all.
But
that
it's not
stuff
gonna be. It's a
yeah.
Wonderful Life. It's not gonna be Rudolph.
Right,
it's not gonna be.
Well, they kind of brainwashed to like, you know, Heat Miser and Cold
sure,
Miser
sure, sure.
and all the stuff because
yeah.
they grew up just singing the songs and knowing the stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. But no, they would definitely go Elf. Anthony Bella would go Elf. Richie. Probably Elf.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask them. It'll be interesting to see what they say.
Yeah. 619-438-0532.
I'll have them call in.
Right.
Yeah, but Bruce, what is your Christmas movie?
I didn't like. I was in the boat of like I don't really like Elf.
Really.
It just Will Ferrell was like always too over the top
yeah.
for me or whatever. But everyone's like, dude, you gotta watch it.
That was the height of Will Ferrellness. For
yeah.
Sure.
And they're like,
yeah.
you gotta watch yeah. it. And like I put it on. We put it on. And Samantha the same way. She's like, I'm not really into it. And I was like. Let's just watch it.
Yeah.
And I found myself enjoying it a lot more as a rewatch than I remember it in my brain as a movie.
Yeah.
And like the dumb
after
cheesy
the
stuff is happening with like the claymation and And he's just so positive throughout everything.
Yeah.
Like, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Like, that's a great way to answer the phone. And it's just like a throwaway line. Yeah. But, like, there's so many great little happy moments.
Peter Dinklage.
Right. So, I just, like, as a rewatch, like, I really enjoyed it. So, maybe, like Christmas Story would be, you know, just give it a whirl. Like, from start to finish, just, like, really commit to it.
All right.
You should like.
It's probably on TBS right now.
So. It probably is, right?
And it's probably not going to be your favorite.
Wait for it to tick around.
Catching at the beginning, right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's probably not going to be. So, what do you remember from Christmas Story?
The lamp, of course.
Sure.
You're going to put somebody's eye out with the BB gun. Sure. The dogs. They had dogs next door or something.
Yep. Dogs next door coming in and eat turkey.
Tongue stuck to the pole.
Tongue stuck to the pole.
Triple dog dare you, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, you're remembering all like the...
All right, tangent.
You're remembering all the...
Tangent train. You know what I hate about kids today? Everything. No, I hate about... No.
They're surprised.
They don't respect the dare or the double dare. I mean, now everything is immediately, triple dog dare you. You have to. Or they always
skip everything.
You know, or who's, like, who's the best... ... of all time. Like, so-and-so was great. So-and-so was great. Singer, baseball player, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's everything's got to be triple dog there. Everything's got to be greatest of all time. Everything's got to be, that's the worst thing ever. And
hyperbole.
And there's there's
no room for nuance
and no balance and no...
There it is.
Everything's invalid. Yeah, I get it. Everything or nothing.
Exactly. Right. I just wanted to... say that. What were we talking about?
Christmas Story.
Okay.
So you're remembering all the highlights, so to speak. But probably. when you watch SportsCenter, like you're like, this is great. This is a cool highlights. But when you watch the game at the end of the game, you're like, woo, that was great.
Yeah.
But when you watch the highlights, you're like, that was good. That's memorable.
Fair enough.
That was a good Odell Beckham Jr. catch. Everyone remembers it. It was great. But when you watch the game and that happens and they win, you're like, woo.
Because you know what I remember about tonight's game?
What's that?
Seriously, I'm sitting on the porch or sitting on the couch watching the game. Richie's in the chair. He's decorating his thing. He's going to ask for prom. Oh, Richie, if you're listening. Oh, this will be days later, so I'll know. But he just went to ask somebody to formal tonight.
Oh, nice.
And he got his little
thing. So when did that become like a thing?
I don't know,
like,
but it is a thing. It's a thing.
The internet messed that whole thing up.
Inviting inviting to prom through elaborate production.
It's like
or
a
formal,
you know, like the internet like proposal. I think I want to marry you. Flash mobs and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that's now like kids are now required to do that to like ask people to prom or formal or whatnot.
I would have just not gone.
No, I would have found the girl that's like, hey, you want to go? Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Like, cool.
Wow.
But even then,
I had no idea.
Yeah, and
it's
even,
like a big to do.
Yeah. Well.
I only know because I don't have kids, but like
Bella,
you experience it because you have kids.
Bella was the best.
Like,
Bella took a guy up on the sky tower at SeaWorld.
Nice.
We, Shannon, myself, Anthony, and Richie helped below, unfurled a 30-foot by 8-foot banner that said, will you go to formal with me?
Did you have to get approval
from
that?
The top?
Just let you walk in with it?
It was a different time, I bet.
It was not. It was frowned upon.
Were they like, what's this? And you're like, it's a thing. Like,
And you explain
it.
Much,
like,
yes.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. It's pretty much how it
was. Ask for forgiveness, not for permission.
Yes. Right.
And they looked down and, you know, and they took the picture. So from the sky ride, and it was still
that's
small.
That's cool.
And it was, of course. You know, we were worried. It was great. But he did, for her, the same guy who we hate now, by the way. But,
yeah, so it goes.
We don't hate him. He's gone. He's out of her life. But he went and he did a
douchebag,
jerk face,
a big production at school.
Tony's like, no, he died. Oh, right? Shit.
Yeah, he drowned. She's getting over it.
Yeah. Oh, going home now.
In our pool in our backyard.
Yeah.
Everybody interrupted the video and had all of his friends like in front of the whole school. There was an assembly, and he was one of the AV guys. Hmm. And it seamlessly went from whatever he was supposed to do to, you know, all his friends saying, Isabella Lawrence, will you go to prom with? And then he comes out from behind the curtain, me with roses, and the crowd went bananas.
I'm sure they did.
And you just hope everybody gets that at least once in their life, even if it's not from your Prince Charming that works out forever. But that one moment where you're just exalted and on a pedestal and you know, king of the world.
Yeah, everyone should feel that way.
Everybody should have that in their life.
Do you have one of those? Nope. Okay.
I proposed to my wife via pilot on the Southwest airline. Did the announcements. We're traveling at 52,000 feet.
And Shannon, will you marry Tony?
Pretty much. It was a little more creative than
that's
but yes.
Fantastic.
And then she turned and the funniest part of the story was she's trying to sleep.
Oh no!
And like right, this, I'm this, trying to keep her awake.
Like the skywriter or like the banner. You're like, hey, let's go outside right now.
But it's cold. No, we're going outside. Yeah.
So I'm still waiting for my pedestal moment.
Nice.
But it's coming. It's coming.
There. So it's coming. To get
you know
back
what
to,
it'll be. That one was for you, Dad.
Oh yeah.
I got a lot of those.
Yeah, a lot of those. A
lot of those. Yeah. I mean, not like you know, but just like. Like all three of my kids were great, and you know, just and we're always real subtle. It was never a big like, you know, like I would never. That's my kid. That's my kid. Or you know, or
have you said those words though? That's my boy. Like
never.
That's my boy. I would think that would be like a number one thing that you'd want to say.
No, it's
that's,
weird.
That's my boy.
It's weird.
That's my boy.
I've said
my balls made that. I can keep going.
Please,
I
know please do. Please do.
He's getting more into it with everyone.
I was going to say, it's coming from your balls now. I mean, it's deep.
That's my boy. Autobots.
See, now you're getting there.
Yeah.
You got to think about
balls.
Balls and
boys. Boys and balls. Sorry, to get back to Christmas, I said something just now, and I was joking, but I said, baby, it's cold out there. Now, that whole thing, where do we land on the baby it's cold outside debate?
It's kind of a crappy song.
Again, nuance is important.
I don't really care.
And again, I say...
Most Christmas songs are stupid.
I say this the same way I say Die Hard's not a Christmas movie, with the same vitriol, which is
Do you think it needs to be banned from radio stations? How dare you play that song?
No, but I think it's a valid conversation to have about the song. I think that it's a valid conversation to say, and if you watch the video, the original video, I counted 9 times where he put his hands on her and sat her back down physically. 9 times.
Correct.
17 times... She says in some form or fashion, no.
Correct.
So the idea that I don't know if you guys may be a pacifist, but certainly I was taught, not by my parents, but by society, that if a girl says no, you just keep asking. I was taught that no means yes. I was taught that persistent.
Sure.
And I didn't always, you know, apply that. But that's, you know, you're talking, oh, the girl didn't ask, just ask her out again or fine, you know, and just keep going.
You have to chase her.
Right. Yeah. And
Hard to get and all that stuff.
And so, you know, in this video, and clearly in the, if you watch, again, I'm referring to the
she's
video.
She's enjoying herself.
It's a back and forth. There's a, you know, no, you know,
right.
But come on.
Right.
But I think it's an important conversation to have. That's not okay. That behavior is not okay. Is the song, it's about two people. Who knows? They may have been dating for years.
Sure.
And, you know, who knows?
We don't have all the context.
We don't know. And I think, you know, banning, I feel the same way about banning the song as I feel about people who say, I support the song. And I'm like,
really?
It's a song,
it's
right?
It's not that important.
Right. Right. Listen to it. Sing along
really
if you
not.
Like.
Or don't.
Or don't. Right. But it's the same thing like, Merry Christmas if it offends you.
Right. Well, the thing is like, when you watch the original video, you're like, that's a bit rough. Like, like when we were talking about Michael Jackson's The Way You Make Me Feel.
Yeah,
the video's
a
little rough.
It is.
A little rough.
It's more than a little.
The song is great.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, like, you take the video out of it, and, like, I saw that. Yeah. That's good. I forget that group, but those guys are great. The PC version.
Yes, dubbed over with.
Yeah, which is great.
Modern language. Very good.
So the song, like, whatever. It's a stupid song. And, like, if you watch the original video of the original performers doing the song in whatever movie that was, you're like, this is kind of awkward.
Right.
But then when Zooey Deschanel is singing it with Tony Bennett, like, it's just two people singing a fucking song. Like,
see, and that's
what's
the thing too
the
about
deal?
Like, banning or defending a song.
Like,
there's
just
so much
a version
room
of the
in
song.
Between. And you can sing it. I think you can sing it, and I think
Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Lady Gaga did a version where they switched
it was
parts.
Great.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Red Skelton did a version that's hilarious.
And it's like, people aren't, like, it doesn't mean the same. I'm like, they did it that way to show that, like, a woman can have hers, you know, she could be the sex, like, whatever. Like, they can be empowered to have sexual activity, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, it does, like, it's just a stupid song, and it doesn't have to mean what you think it means. It's context, and it's everything involved. Yeah. But, like, to ban it?
Right. If it were me,
like, when you ban something, like, that's full-on, like, but censorship.
But I wouldn't make a statement
of stuff, and, like,
I don't know if it's censorship, but it's...
I'm not, like...
When they're
I'm
saying you can't play the song on the radio?
Who's they?
It's the powers that be.
No, if the government came out and said you couldn't play this song, I'd have a problem.
That is true.
Yes. If a station owner comes out and says, you know, and again, I would just not play it.
Right.
And then not ban it.
Who cares?
You know? Right. I mean, that's where I would come.
If I was a DJ in charge of what's being played that day or not, we probably wouldn't hear most Christmas music because I'm just not a fan.
Right.
So I'm not the right person to answer that question. But as far as, like, you know, the whole social justice aspect of it, I think Tony was starting down a great point earlier, is that it starts a great conversation of, should all art last forever?
Right.
Like, should we be listening to this forever? Right. And, like, you know, maybe not.
Right.
Like, maybe for some people, knock yourself out. For other people, no.
Well,
and it should be up to you.
And it timestamps certain things. Like, when you watch it, we were talking about it not that long ago, watching 80s movies again, and you watch, like, 16 Candles,
woof.
You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, Revenge of the Nerds.
Like, 16 That's Candles, he's literally like, That's oh, she's one. Passed out in the room right now. Go have fun.
Right.
Ted the Farmer. Just take her home. She won't know the difference.
Absolutely not.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
But, like, when you think back, you're like, that's a great movie. Like, I love watching that movie when I was a kid. It was good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you watch it again with the modern eyes, and you're like, whoa. But it doesn't mean we need to burn it and get rid of it forever. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, you can watch it and be like, look, this is where we used to be. It's like, you don't want to forget the Holocaust. You know, this is an extreme example. You don't forget the Holocaust. You just don't celebrate it or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, that's an extreme example.
Well, right.
You are valid in saying
but
that's
an
you really need
example.
To drop.
Right. No. But you can't.
Hot bar.
Please, come on, guys. You can't. You can't forget history. Is basically where I'm talking about. You can't forget it.
16 Candles history?
Yes.
Is it? Is Baby It's Cold Outside history? Now, and let me add another fact.
That was an extreme. The Holocaust thing was an extreme example. But it's like you can't just be like that didn't happen. You have to remember that it happened. You have to watch or know about that it happened. So you can be like, look, this is where we came from. We don't need to do this again, ever.
Fair enough. But let me also say, I have a daughter.
Sure.
Yep.
And it changes. And I would say for you, put your wife, girlfriend in the position of Baby It's Cold Outside. Mm-hmm. Not with you, but with just someone else.
Sure.
Put her in the position of needing to collect her panties to prove to your friends. Put her in the position of trading and letting, you know, her sleep or getting tricked or drugged or whatever into these situations, it's not really that funny.
Well, of course not.
And I think most of those movies, I think Revenge of the Nerds, I think 16 Candles, could exist without those scenes. Just take those scenes out.
Sure.
And the movie becomes significantly, but I think the whole boys will be boys or that's where we are is really dismissive and really awful. And I think if you are lucky enough like I am to have a daughter who goes through emotional things and who has to deal with societal peer pressure and body shaming and looks and the whole marketing machine, plus the men and the we were in New Orleans walking down the street, and I'm walking a little bit behind because I was looking at the map, and a guy goes, "Ooh, nice," just on the street. Now, is that did I punch him in the face? No, but I looked up and said,
"Dude, come on.
Easy, yeah, easy." That's my daughter, and he goes, "Oh, I'm just saying she's pretty," and I'm saying, there's a way to say that, and that wasn't it.
Right.
And then my
Your
wife
cat
grabs my arm and goes, you know, come on, you know. But it changes when it's someone walking down the street, and it's your sister, your mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, your wife, your mom. You know, it changes.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to – Mike P. is probably the most offensive thing I've ever seen on his computer.
Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck is
and,
that?
Well, and that's my point.
Dude, how'd you find my favorite cartoon of all time?
That's, yeah. Right.
Oh my
but
God,
that's my point
dude,
is that
found it.
If we destroyed art like this, like it serves to remind future artists, like, look, this is what used to be okay.
Right.
Now it very much isn't.
That's all I meant by that.
So
like, you guys are like ragged on me about the Holocaust thing, but
now
that's all I meant
you,
by that. Yeah. Of course.
Right.
But
I don't. Should we play that on TV every year? Obviously not.
Oh.
But it exists.
I think that made Jarrett's top 10 Christmas movies. It's playing right
Jungle
now on
Jitters
his big screen.
Jungle Jitters is my jam, guys.
I'm loving it. No,
for reference,
not.
This is like a very like blackfacey like
link it to your social media. Cool.
Yeah, let's put that
let's
up there.
Not. Hashtag blackface.
That these things exist. You know, people made this. People sat down in a room and said, you know what? We should have a scene where he dresses up as her boyfriend and tricks her into having sex with him. Like, people sat down and thought that that was okay.
Right.
And that people should know that that exists and they should be blown away.
But
by
it's funny because he's a nerd.
Yeah. Right. And I'm, again, banning versus not playing.
Right.
You know, that's my thing is I would never, like, 16 Candles, I loved it.
Yeah.
And I loved Weird Science.
Yeah. But am I going to go out and buy a copy?
Right.
No.
Right. And now having the only reason to have that now, you have to have a conversation. And I think the people who don't have the conversation about, baby, it's cold outside, you know.
Dismissing it out of hand
right,
is not the
right saying, oh,
either.
Everybody just gets too offended. If you're offended, Merry Christmas.
Right.
You know.
But see, that's why, as dumb as it sounds, like I bring up this stupid stuff to talk about, because it's better to have a conversation about it, not a, I like this song, and like, you libtards suck. Because you're trying to ban it from the radio, and it's not about that. It's about there's a couple things in there that are kind of sketchy. Just the fact like people dote on the line like, what's in this drink?
Right.
And that's literally an alcohol joke, but then it turned into a roofie joke and a rape joke and all this stuff. And it has nothing to do with the context of the song.
I agree with that 100%.
But like, when you hear it now, you're like, what's in this drink? Oh, my God. Like, what did he put in there? Obviously, and she says no all the time. Like, he's trying to rape her. It's like, where this is coming. And hold on. I need to pump the brakes real quick. We keep throwing out the word rape and all this stuff, and I don't want to, what's the word I'm thinking?
Diminish?
Diminish, yeah. By any means. We've done that before. We're talking about, dolphin rape and stuff, and, I just, looking back on it, I was like, dolphins don't rape people. Like, rape is a very harsh word.
Yeah.
So, I do want to put that out there. I apologize. We say rape so much, but anyway, sorry.
White men.
Wow. Yeah, I was gonna say we.
I hate you guys. Finish the show.
Wow.
No. But the conversations need to have. It might make you feel uncomfortable whatever.
Uncomfortable conversations.
Bring it on. And don't just be like, I'm offended, so I'm right. Just be like, I don't like this song because of this. And somebody can be like, well, I like it because it's Christmas and it's fun. And you guys can say that to each other and not want to punch each other in the face.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the end of whatever your relationship is, mother, daughter, boyfriend, girlfriend,
just
friends,
have a
whatever.
Conversation.
Just have to talk about it.
Be different. Like,
I
different
hear that all the time.
Is great.
So I can't talk to my family about this because then what? You won't be family anymore?
Right.
Come on.
Yes. I'm blessed in that term that we don't have any.
Yeah.
Family issues.
Anyway, we're way off the rails about about Christmas stuff. But anyway, anything, any last minutes on Christmas stuff or Christmas songs or movies or anything or nothing or anything?
No. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
You're offended,
happy holidays.
That I say Merry Christmas.
You're offended, say Merry Christmas. Right. If you're offended that I say Merry Christmas, hey, that you do you.
Just say thanks.
I'll be okay. Right.
Just say thanks. Or you too. Or smile.
Happy
and
holidays.
Wave, or
crazy Kwanzaa.
Great, thanks.
Crazy Kwanzaa.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Joyous
Kwanzaa?
Ramadan.
What's the thing?
That's later on, though, isn't it?
Merry Christmahana Kwanzaa.
Christmahana Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
So
it's good to have.
Festivus.
For the rest of us.
January 26th.
January 26th.
You watch me rap.
Yeah.
A lot of problems with you people.
Which is apparently me culturally black facing, according to a voicemail that got left.
It was
because I rapped Friend Like Me.
It was the audio version of blackface.
A friend like me. Nothing says blackface like that drop.
And that's something that should never be deleted because we should remember.
Right, exactly.
To never do that again.
But by the same token, I would not ban it, but I would not play it. I would never
want to hear that again. Oh, good times. I love you guys. So
what do you mean you guys?
Since oh my God.
We could do this all day.
All day and all night.
I hate you. Let's get some positivity going.
We built this city.
Yes.
Good times. And we're back. So sincerely, Tony, thanks for
stepping in last minute.
It was my obligation.
In pajamas and everything. It was my obligation.
Oh, bird. I am not about the PJs.
I'm in my pajamas. I'm not ashamed.
Hell yeah. Don't be, man. You look comfortable.
It was funny because, you know what's funny is nobody in my family blinked when I walked out of the house.
I'm like, bye, see ya.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going out. No. Okay.
What's the distance that you will willingly walk out of your house without pants on?
Walk?
Okay. Yeah, or like
don't say, like forgetting the car and drive somewhere.
No, say you're like, you got there's a newspaper out there and you're like,
oh, I'd walk all the way to the street.
I'm in my boxers.
Oh, just boxers? Oh,
okay. No, like, I've chased the dog to the corner of my underwear.
No shame?
No shame, none.
Even with like the new
taking
ring.
Out the trash
even
boxers.
With the ring, yeah. The ring cameras that capture everything.
Okay.
Well, and my
if I give him a show, I give him a show.
You could be the next, like, if you slip and fall in your boxers, like, someone's got that on video. You're the next guy that falls on the internet.
Sweet.
Right.
Any press honestly, is good press, baby. Fortunate. Press.
I don't have a shame gene
yeah. In terms of.
I don't care.
Me neither.
Sometimes I'm not ashamed of my actions or, you know, if I did something. But my mom had a fit. She was visiting, and I walked out to get the newspaper and a towel.
Yeah.
And I had a towel. And the towel covered way more than...
Oh, yeah,
than
like boxers or something.
Yeah,
right.
Than a
right.
pair of shorts or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
It's basically a big skirt.
Right.
At that
and
point.
She says, you went out in a towel? And I said, yeah, I went
out
and
got the newspaper.
You want me to go out
there in my white tighties? Like, yeah. What would be better?
You know,
like,
exactly. And... You know, and the dog got out once, and I was in boxer briefs, and this was our old dog, and I went chasing him up to the corner, and one of my neighbors goes, you know you're in your underwear. I said, yep.
I'm aware.
All right.
Got to get my dog.
It is cold. I'm aware.
All right.
But so sincerely, though, thanks for coming in. I know it's late in the evening.
Late in the evening.
Yeah, you filled in swimmingly. You're welcome back whenever you desire. In fact, BJ... We gotta have a talk.
We gotta tell you like this too on the show.
But with all that being said, thanks out there for listening. You guys are the best. And this has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm Tony.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow 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 and wow.
Right.
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.
Tony in the Mesa.
Outro.